Everything is provided by the school. Their pencils, their erasers, their books, everything. And I see some problems with that. When something doesn't come from the parents or the kids themselves, then there doesn't seem to be a value either. And so we run through pencils as if they're eating them. No, everything is provided, and it seems to be more so than they are down south as well. If you want to use the comparison there, down south the children have to buy their own notebooks, utensils, and that sort of thing. The textbooks are supplied by the school districts usually, but up here everything is supplied, including toothbrushes, toothpaste, vitamins, and those type of things, which you would not expect to see. It's a real controversy. There are two sides to the argument. One is that, let's use just the teeth. We have the children brushing their teeth twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And the one argument for that is that these before this program was implemented, the children's teeth were terrible. Terrible. And that since the program has been implemented, the teeth are much better. The argument against the program is the one whose responsibility is that? Is that, quote, the state's responsibility, or is that the parents' responsibility? And if the state continues to take the responsibility, when are the people going to take responsibility for themselves? And it's a long-term and short-term argument, and it's one that I think a lot of agencies up here in Northwest Territories are trying to grapple with.
When I was camping in the summer, I used to clean up the Middle Lake, this was with various camps we had around. And when I clean my teeth at night, the kids would all gather around and watch me cleaning my teeth, as if it was a rather strange thing. I never saw any of them clean their teeth up on the country.
That's right. I don't think it's done at home. It's only done at school.